Yo, what's happening? RC the Trackaholic in the building. This is the Sideshow. THECIDESHOW. What's happening? Yeah. We coming straight out the Northwest to bring you the best of music and entertainment. Dig that.
Not a finger.
So without further ado, let's get it cracking, man. Cause this is
the Sideshow.
Yo, check this out. I'm going to talk about my new sponsor, NA11 Everything Rub. This is a seasoning that can go on everything. It can go on fish. It can go on shrimp. It can go on meat. I put it on top ramen. I even tried it on popcorn. It's got a sweet and a salt kind of taste. It's a universal seasoning. NA11 makes cooking easy and fun for everyone and everything. Enjoy time with the family and friends in the kitchen with their salty, sweet, premium dry seasoning made with 11 spices and a kick of heat. A dynamic seasoning for just about everything. NA11 is all natural and non-GMO. They got the premium, they got the not so spicy, they got the extra spicy, they even got the meat marinade. You throw that on whatever you're cooking before, let that sit for a minute, and then put the NA11 on it. Crazy. Man, they also got the seasonal smoked lemon pepper premium. You got to get with this, man. I put that in some tuna salad and it was kicking. You feel me? So boom, you know I got the hookup, right? All you got to do to get 25% off is go to the website, na11everythingrub.com, put in promo code TCS206, the Sideshow 206, TCS206. Once again, for the people in the back, TCS206, and get 25% off. Compliments of your boy, RC the Trackaholic from the Sideshow. NA11, where science meets flavor. Yo, what's happening, man? RC the Trackaholic in the building. I got a special guest all the way from the NYC or New York, all the way on the West Coast right now. It's my man, my mellow. He was in Seattle for a while, and I think Portland, but now he's out there on the East Coast. He's going to chop it with us today. Sincere God Magnetic, what's happening?
What's good? I see you now. Out here in the NYC, man, putting it together, man, representing for the Northwest
on the
East Coast.
Dig it. So, so tell me, how long you been out there? Because I didn't even know you was out there.
On this run, I've been out here for about like 5 months.
Really?
Yeah, I've been out here for about 5 months, but like I was out here before pretty much all of 2004 and like a little bit of 2005.
Okay. Now, and that is by way of Portland, Oregon, correct?
Yeah. So okay. I'm originally from Portland, but then I was up in Seattle for a hell of a while. I went back down to Portland, and then now I'm out here in New York.
Okay. Now, let's start from the beginning. So you was born in Portland, correct?
I was raised, pretty much raised. I was born down south.
Oh, you was born down south. Where at?
Yeah, I was born down in Kentucky.
Ah, Kentucky. I don't know shit about Kentucky.
I mean, you know, they got a little few things on it. Cunning linguists is out of there. Couple other, I think Scribbling Idiots come from down there too, but
who's that again?
Yeah, we just this group called, I think they call Scribbling Idiots.
Oh, Scribbling Idiots, okay.
Something like that. Yeah, but yeah, and then I grew up pretty much in Portland, and then came up to Seattle.
Now, when did you get to Portland?
I must have been like, I've been like about maybe like 3 years old or something like that.
Oh, okay, you was little.
Yeah.
All right. So you grew up in Portland. When did the music bug bite you, or like was you surrounded by music, or how did that begin?
kind of in a way surrounded by music. I play a bunch of different instruments. I started out playing the trumpet, but I grew up in Portland, man. When it was a lot of pimping and funk going on.
Right, definitely, yeah.
So a lot of the all in my neighborhood, man. Like a lot of bands that actually are famous from Portland live like right around the corner in practice. At Shock. They had a song called "Let's Get Cracking."
Uh-huh.
Some guys from live close by, and then this other cast that was in this group called Pleasure.
Yeah, Pleasure. I remember Pleasure.
Yeah. Them guys lived around the way. They're friends of my mom and shit.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Pleasure. Yeah, Pleasure's from Portland.
Yeah, Pleasure's from Portland. They had that I believe it's called Glide or Slide. Glide.
Yeah. Glide.
Yeah, they had some shit.
Wow. Okay. That's right. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think I actually seen them like on I don't know if it was a block party or something, or it was a group just like them. I remember I was about I might have been like 8 or something like that.
Yeah. They've been around for a minute.
Wow. Okay.
So I guess they just had some kind of I guess like an anniversary thing or something where they was bringing back a lot of the old school cast. And I think Pleasure played. This is recently.
Okay.
Still around.
All right. Okay. Because there's some rich music history in Portland, definitely.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, new shoes.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't wait. That was one of the biggest ones.
Hey man, I still play that joint like because see, like the way that I DJ, like I prefer to play like old school. You know what I'm saying? Just because maybe because I know it, but I mean it just makes me feel good. So, man, when you drop the needle on that, I can't wait.
Yeah,
they go
probably
crazy.
Pick up a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. For sure.
Dig it. Okay, so you grew up in Portland. Now, so when did you like? So did you start out? Okay, so you was playing instruments. So when did? So we're from that era where there wasn't no hip hop, right?
Right.
And then hip hop showed up. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody discovered it like in their own way. Like so
exactly.
When did you like? What was it like for you to discover hip hop?
Well, I mean, we used to we was getting it from the homie DJ Electrowiz. He was one of the first ones that was really putting DJ Vitamix. They was playing a lot of the hip hop shit. So I was hearing that. But at first I was breakdancing for a long time.
Oh,
I got sponsored by Pepsi.
Wait. Okay, run it back. All right. So you was an original B-boy. And your first tier of hip hop was actually dancing, breaking.
Yeah. It was breakdancing, and then I got picked up by Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a group called Reflex.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing that for a minute, and then I had heard Suck MCs.
Run DMC, yes sir.
Yeah, and then my boy had the Wild Style soundtrack, and we listened to that Double Trouble, and then me and one of the dudes in our breaking group,
uh-huh.
I started writing raps and shit. Then there was a group here in Portland.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm saying here in Portland, New York. A group in Portland called Freak Control. Like it used to be the U Crew,
uh-huh.
And it was Freak Control.
I remember U Crew. I remember them.
Yeah, U Crew was more the clean cut dudes,
uh-huh.
And Freak Control was like basically what would end up becoming gangster rap. Like nobody was really doing what they was doing back then. So I auditioned for them guys and got in the group, and that's how I really start. From that point on, start rapping. Then I met this cat, Paulie. Well, from breakdance, I met this cat named Paulie Paul and my boy Sean Ski,
uh-huh.
And they had a group called Dynamic Sound Machine.
Okay,
and then I joined that group, and then that's when I really started learning how to make beat. Paul kind of put me up on how to make beats, and the rest is history from there.
Wait a minute, I think I'm talking to an actual real Northwest pioneer here.
Yeah, man, I was one of the guys, man. Man. I was just a little youngster man trying to figure it out.
Right. Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you jumped right on it like real early, like.
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
You know, just been perfecting and going through different. You know, the different. And we've been going through different eras of music and change, but we're right. Still around relevant. So you know.
Definitely.
It's all good.
Now, okay. So you get started. You breaking. You start writing raps. Did you? You didn't like? You never mess with no DJ stuff, did you?
No, I never. Now I got a little bit of DJ skill, but back then, nah.
Oh, okay.
But I was the first cat in Portland to have two DJs with four Technique 1200s.
Okay.
That's facts.
Okay. That's before NWA.
I'm talking about in Portland.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but like, oh, okay.
Yeah, in Portland.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember around what year that was?
That was late 80s, early 90s,
okay.
Somewhere around there.
Around the same time then, okay. So you had two DJs, four Techniques. I always wondered, even when I looked at the Straight Outta Compton movie, I was wondering how they was working that. Like, I mean, who's playing what? Who's doing what?
It really just depends. Like, a lot of the times, Paul would kind of be doing the main mix, and then my guy Ski would be kind of, you know, decorating around it a little bit with the cut.
Right. Yeah. So I guess if you're on stage, then one DJ would be doing like the loop, like, you know, on both turntables, I guess. Right, and another one.
But then we had the 4-track machine too, so we had a 4-track machine on stage playing a lot of shit, and then they'd be scratching and shit with the vinyls and shit.
Man, if you don't talk that shit, these guys don't even know, bro. The 4-track was on the stage, man. Yes.
Yeah, we had a 4-track on it. We had a 4-track on the stage, and the crazy thing, the homie Paul. I don't know if you ever heard of this rock band called Helmet. But his brother is the bass player in the original, the Helmet that ended up getting famous. And so we learned a lot of recording shit from him.
Dig that. Okay. All right. So you pretty much kind of you kind of helped start the hip hop movement in Portland, it sounds like.
I wouldn't say I helped started it, but I was definitely involved in the early stages of getting moving.
Dig it. Because, I mean, late 80s, I mean, that's pretty much when, you know, it started off. Now, so you're doing your thing in Portland. Now, what brings you all the way to Seattle then?
I was kind of, I like, during the breakdancing thing, I came up a couple of times. I think one dude's name. I think y'all had a breaker named Ziggy.
Uh-huh.
Or something. So we came up here and battled them guys a couple of times. But then later on, you know, when the hustling came in, you know, I was moving and grooving, so I ended up coming up to Seattle from that. And then
you did the old summer vacation move, huh?
Yeah.
Pack up and start moving, start slanging crack in Seattle, huh?
Exactly. But then it ended up turning permanent, and I started circulating. I met up with Easy Shock.
Uh-huh.
Started what we was called. It was called NSP at first. And this is crazy. We was called NSP Northside Posse. And then we had New Kids on the Block came to the Piala Fair. And then this lady was supposed to be my manager. And we went out. I went out there and met with them. And this dude, I think his name was Peter Work or something. But anyway, they basically stole our tape. And stole our name NSP, and literally, and this is no cap, Don, you can go look it up. Donnie Wahlberg came out as Northside Posse, and had the NSP hats. They had the jackets. Somebody called me and said, "Man, go look at the cover of Rolling Stone magazine." And
right.
They had all of our NSP shit on.
Wow. That's
no cap.
What?
I was like, wow. Now that's true story.
Dang, so she hooks you up with the New Kids on the Block, and then they can take the demo tape and stole it.
Yeah,
and,
wow. Never heard back from them, but then next thing you know, they came out as NSP, so that's when we changed our name to POW.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's okay. Why
we put out some shit as POW.
Right.
And then went through a few little legal issues.
Yeah.
And then...
what, because so of sampling?
No. Okay. Our money guy that got caught up in some shit. That was when they had all that weed and seed. And
oh, not the weed, that, yeah, the weed and seed, yeah.
Yeah, he was guy ran through with that.
Right.
So then, but we were just on the verge too, man.
Right.
It was crazy.
I remember that, bro. Because so you guys are players on Wax, POW.
Yep.
And I'm just gonna take a shot at the song because I don't know if I own the tape or not, but I know my partner did, and we played it a lot. And I remember in one song it was like "Hey" or something like that.
Kicking it like big players.
It like big players. yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Kicking it
like big players,
man.
Yeah.
Man,
that's it's been a minute, man. It's been a minute,
right? Yeah, because you guys had that tape, and like you guys was like the next big hope because, like, I mean, you know, Mix was doing his thing, of course, you know, he wasn't, you know, at the time he wasn't personable, he wasn't approachable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he wasn't.
You're right. And so when you guys was literally like, you know, like coming out the trunk, I mean, like, you know, and I mean, you could be seen, like, you know, so you driving down the street and all. I remember that, like, but you guys, were you guys coming out of the North End right then?
No. We was in the CD.
That's what I thought. You was in the CD. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. We was in the CD. Yeah, right there on 23rd.
Yes, sir, 23rd. Wait, no, okay, and then Ice Cold Mode, did he come out around the same time you guys did?
Yeah.
Union Street.
I mean, it's Union Street Hustlers. I heard that name, but yeah, Union Street Hustlers, all that. What was that? PD2.
PD2, yeah, PD, 3D, yeah.
Rogel.
Yes, sir, yep.
Yeah, it was a bunch of cats.
Man, that was a movement. I mean, but like the early 90s in Seattle was, man, there was some good music going on. You know what I'm saying? That's when it was still the music business, though. You had to know what you was doing.
Oh, yeah. So, y'all, you, BV.
Yeah.
Week, everybody was cracking.
Right. Right. We was trying to get it in. Now, so.
Everybody was.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying everybody was trying to, you know, I was digging it.
Man, it was, man. I mean, like, you know, because you guys, by then, like, by the time I got rolling, like, you guys was kind of the I wouldn't say OGs, but you guys was, you know, you guys have kind of pioneered that Seattle. You guys had your own style, and it really kind of stuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, that swag, that energy, you know what I'm saying, yeah. From you guys' tape. What was it? What was the name of the tape?
What was it? Down with POW.
Down with POW. Okay.
Yeah. I've recently, man, casting one of the homies in Portland, DJ Mafia, had a copy and digitized it for cast.
Word.
Rocking off that shit.
Was that the one that you put on Facebook? Because I definitely stole that picture.
Yeah. Exactly. I yanked that from Mafia.
Okay. Dig that.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, that joint might be worth $500,000, mate.
That's our whole show, sure.
Man.
You know, you get something in the camera. Yeah, we've been, you know, since, man, Cabin just doing a bunch of different shit, man. You know, whether it's been live band, I'll be fucking with, I have a funk band for a while called Kilu, but
uh-huh.
I'll be doing the indie punk shit.
Right.
I got a project called Riot AF right now. And then me and my boy Jazz. Let me go back a minute.
Uh-huh.
For a long time, I had a indie project called Black Gravity.
Okay.
But then ended up losing our guitar player. So then now I got an indie project called Riot AF. Okay. But I also just started this thing. It's called Old Gun Punch 50. And that's me and the original drummer from Black Gravity. Me and him got a new project we're just working on now.
Okay.
It's going to be called, the group is called Old Gun Punch 50. But the project is called Dust Bucket.
Dust Bucket?
Yeah, Dust Bucket.
Okay, run it back to that band name. How'd you come up?
I got two. I got Riot AF, you know, Riot as fuck.
Uh-huh.
That's I started doing that with this cast in Portland. And then Old Gun Punch 50, OGP 50.
OGP 50.
Yep.
But what?
Old Gun Punch 50.
What is that? Like,
like good old gun punch, man. Nah, it's just a little joke we were cracking.
Okay, so it's an inside joke.
Yeah, it don't, you know, just it doesn't really mean really anything.
Right.
Something
right.
that we just clowning with it. So
that's dope. That's, everything ain't gotta mean something anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Nah, but we were like, but it basically, you know, if I had to put anything like old gun punch, be like old pirate,
right?
Type motherfucker, like.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah, I feel you. Now you used to be known as an X Kid.
Yeah, yeah. I started out as Devastating Master X in Portland when I was in Dynamic, but then there was even then it was a couple of DMXs. This was even before DMX. There was DMX with Just Ice. Right. I always wondered if it was the same one, but then it was somebody else in Portland calling themselves some kind of DMX or something. So then when I got to Seattle and we started doing POW, easy to start calling me X Kid. I don't even know how, like X Kid, like kind of like a joke.
Right.
And it just stuck. But then, there's a story behind that now. So then I've been X Kid for a hella years, as you know. And then this must have been around like, I want to say like 2014. Green Day came out with a song called X Kid.
Really?
And just wiped my whole social media shit out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So then every time you type in X Kid, only that Green Day song comes up.
Wow. Damn. Yeah,
she was crazy. So, I was like, I never would think anyone would like X Kid, like, you know what I'm saying? And then my boy sent me a thing. He said, "Look at this," and it was a little advertiser for Green Day, and it said X Kid on it. And I was like, "Oh shit!" So I listened to the song. And I was like, "Did it say something about me?" But nah, they don't. I mean, I never met Green Day or nothing. So
right.
I don't know, think they're talking about me. But then I was like, well, I went back to Master X. I don't want to be Devastating Master X again. But then, you know, I've been kind of dabbling in 5% Nation shit.
Okay.
So that's when I changed it to Sincere God Magnetic, and that's what it is now.
Okay. So off to that name then. So that comes derived from being a 5%er.
Partially. I don't really consider myself a full 5%er, right. But a lot of the shit I rock with that shit.
Dig it. Okay. All right.
Which is another reason why I ended up moving to New York. I just wanted to come out. I also wanted to be out here so I could build with the guys. I and go up to the Mecca school.
Yeah.
And just like really get the real about that shit.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about that because, you know, it's one thing to it's one thing to be doing what you're doing, you know, making music and just being where you're at. But like, I mean, just to put it bluntly, the balls to just up and, you know, go somewhere else. I mean, like, was it family or was it strictly just music?
Not even that. Just more opportunity. Like, more opportunity. Like I said, I wanted to, I definitely want to be closer to the guys,
mm-hmm.
but also just, you know, I got a bunch of different shit I'm dabbling in. Like, you know, I got the music shit going.
Yeah.
You know, I've been fucking with some fashion shit.
Okay.
I got
okay.
like a bunch of design. I got, I shoot videos and edit videos.
Right.
I'm not really a great graphic designer, but I'm pretty decent, put some shit together.
Yeah.
So I fuck with a bunch of different kind of art shit too.
Mm-hmm.
So New York was just the kind of place, you know, I felt like it was either that I was planning on going either to New York or the Bay. And then at the last minute, just decided New York was it.
So you decided between, man, how'd you come up with those two choices though?
Because I have been, you know, I had this Seattle for hella.
Uh-huh.
And Portland is cool, but it's racist as fuck.
Man, and somebody else told me that.
Yeah, man, it's that what they call it, that passive regret. It's like, oh, yeah. It's that slick kind of race. It's like,
yeah, hidden.
Some motherfuckers would be real out in front with it, but then it'd be like, they'd be sneak racist type
right,
shit. They'd
right.
be acting like they woke, but they really, you get in the elevator or something and the motherfuckers be scared and shit. Like,
right. That's know? Crazy.
So I got, and on top of that, man, the homeless shit in Portland is ridiculous.
Is it worse than Seattle though?
I don't know.
I don't know the last time you've been here, but bro,
it's bad. It's bad, bro. They just shut down all the businesses downtown.
Wow,
it's all fucked up. And they did some kind of shit where they legalized in Portland. I don't know if they did in Washington, but in Portland, you can have a gram and a half of anything.
Right. I did hear about that. Like, yeah, I remember that. That was a few years ago.
And it just went crazy.
Wow.
They matched this. Man, it's crazy. So yeah. After that, I was just like, I was like, man, so, you know, it's time to make a move. So,
yeah, New York it is. Okay, okay. Well, I mean, shit, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, I mean, like here in Seattle, like also the fentanyl situation.
Yeah. Same shit, fentanyl, meth, all that shit, man.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, man. But yeah, so no, it's been interesting out here, man. I'm just getting my legs back under. I still got my people that I knew from out here before, but I've been meeting a bunch of new people and shit, and like. Just listening to the music and checking out the shit they got here. But man, hip hop is still everybody think hip hop dead. It's pretty live out here, man. They just with all this hip hop 50th anniversary shit going on.
Right.
They have some a bunch of different events, and I just came from this block party the other day in Brooklyn. That was crazy, and man. A bunch of it had like about 50 people performing. Ice-T was walking around with Coco and shit.
Wow,
that nigga looked at her like. Like he looked just like how you looking on TV and shit,
right.
but you could tell he a little bit older because he was just how the dude was walking, he was moving a little bit, you know, a little slower and shit. But
right.
I mean, it was still Ice-T though. But you had a Black Sheep, Joel Ortiz. It was a bunch of cats performing out there. They had a bunch, all kind of graffiti artists was out there. It was tight.
That's dope. I mean, shit, what a time to be alive, bro.
Yeah, man, that shit was sick.
Now,
yeah, you know,
go ahead.
No, I was just saying, but yeah, you know, still always represent for the Northwest, you know, born, you know, bred from the bottom and shit, out the mud.
Dig that. Representing the Northwest all the way over in New York City. Dig that.
Exactly.
That's the truth. Now, man, you know what? I mean, I turned 50 this year. And so it's kind of cool to be like, you know, the same age as hip hop. I've been thinking about, I thought about like trying to get to New York at one time or another because I've never seen it. And like just plus because it's, you know, the 50th anniversary, but you know, I haven't really been on top of that. Just
yet. Oh, yeah. Well, see, you know, you got to connect right here. All you got to do is hire a number to phone call.
Man, say that, too. That's all I need to hear, Mike.
you got folks out here, man.
Now let's run it up to the current stuff because one thing like I mean I've known you for a long time I'm going back again but didn't you drive like me and Squeak to like a show?
Yeah. Like, in Pullman. That shit was crazy.
did you perform or were you just driving us?
No, I was just driving.
Right, because I remember, because I was thinking, I did my a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, I remember performing, I don't remember a lot of it, but I remember performing.
Yeah, no, I didn't perform, no, it was wild.
and it was like Foot in the Door was out there with us?
Yeah.
Gene
that
and
shit
them.
Was crazy.
Yeah, that shit was fucking crazy. But, no, I had to confirm, because I was... Because a lot of that shit.
Yeah, that's funny. You remember that shit. I remember, Squeak. that guy's funny.
Yeah, man. We just went to the fundraiser for E-Dog on a Sunday. And
Yeah. I was seeing that, man.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that about the homie and shit, man. I fucked up.
Right. But man, I mean, it was a great turnout. A lot of people showed up.
Oh,
I mean, me and my brother was there, and we seen Squeak and... Everybody was there. Maharaji and Attitude Adjuster. I mean, everybody. Kid Sensation performed.
Okay. Yeah,
it was dope. It was dope.
Yeah, me and Squeak, I just did a little short little room with Squeak.
Right, yeah. And that was in Portland, correct?
Yeah. We just around Portland.
Right.
We went to the coast and then Hood River.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, run it up to current times. You know what I'm saying? First of all, because I see you on social media. It's funny because like, you know, like people, we don't talk, but we know each other's there. We check, you know, we like things and check on each other. And it's almost like we never left. Right.
Exactly.
And so
exactly.
I'm looking at your stuff and I'm like, this nigga here is, he's like going all out. Like, I mean, it's I appreciate that your the freedom of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Because nah, like, man, I just, go ahead.
I've been on a spurt, man. Plus, I've just been having a lot of new energy.
Right.
I feel like.
Right. Right. Yeah, that man. I mean, like, so, and I'm sure that being in New York, I'm sure, like, it's just like inspiration. You're just surrounded by inspiration.
Oh, yeah. It was hella inspiration. And I got to work immediately. That's why I dropped this Turmoil on the Soil project. Yeah. Well, actually, I take it back. Before I left Portland, I started working on it. And actually, had a whole different set of songs that was going to be the album. And then once I got out here to New York, I just had a whole different set of energy and just came with literally in a couple of weeks, put together a whole new joint.
So then I
haven't fully scrapped the songs I did in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put them out on something else, or just put them out on like singles and shit. But I did, just knocked out that Turmoil on the Soil, and then just seemed like my video editing, man. I work in spurts and shit. I have like a whole bunch of ideas, and then it'd be like a blank spell.
Right, right.
And then it'd be a whole bunch of ideas, and then it'd be like a blank spell. So I kind of, just coming off one of them idea spells, and then I kind of died down a little bit. But then, so I got the Turmoil on the Soil out. But then now I got another project that's going to be coming out pretty soon, called Merc Machine, Millennial Hip Hop for the True Heads. Okay. And I got a bunch of different features on there. And I got some Seattle heads on there. I got a couple of heads from Portland, got some heads from LA, and a couple of cats from New York. So it's kind of all over the country. Cats from down south too.
Oh shit. Okay.
All right. So yeah, on this project, it's all features, but I kind of went more, like I said, for the True Head, so it's a little bit more grimy, more like, I won't really say boom bap, but a lot more sampling type shit.
Definitely, yeah, that grimy, one-on-one hip hop.
Yeah, it's some grimy shit, but I'm pretty proud of this one.
Okay.
And then after that, it's gonna be this little EP called Waldo.
Okay, so who's Waldo?
It just
who the fuck is Waldo?
Is that like where's Waldo? It just I was listening to this beat and that's the first thing that came to mind is some Waldo type shit. So
dig that.
It's gonna be a little EP.
Okay. I feel you. I thought you were gonna say Waldo's me. I don't shit.
Nah. But like, where is it? I don't even know what made me come up with that. I just, you know, that's like that good greenery.
Yeah, no, you know? I mean that. Yeah, that's being creative, man. Because like watching your videos, man, like that, like the Soldier Up.
Yeah.
And you came through with them goggles on. I was like, man, what the fuck is going on? That shit is dope as hell.
That's funny. It's funny with the Soldier Up shit because right before I left Portland, I was working at this like an outdoor surplus store.
Uh-huh.
So I was a stock items for just on random shit. Was a stock all kind of military looking type of, and I just had all that shit. I was like, let me put this in a video, man. I got something with this.
Yeah, I was like, what is he going through? But I get it, and you know, because I see like there's freedom in your music because of course you started out as an MC, but you know you're venturing into like you know different sounds and like even you know singing, you know what I'm saying? And and I noticed that even the lyrics, you know, it's like man, you don't have to be, you know, murder, kill, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it sounds like would you say like you've been tapping into like different corners of yourself, like to come up with that kind of stuff?
Definitely, because one, like cats always try to, you know, try to have something to live in. I mean, you know, you're a victim of your environment a lot of times. So I'll just try to come up with some shit, and then like, as far as musically wise, but lyrically wise, Yeah, man, I just like Cass, I guess, man, we done heard a million rappers, man.
Right.
So like I try to touch on shit like the same stuff but from a different point of view.
Right. Got it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because I had heard somebody saying, one time I was watching something, I think that chick was Dream Hampton. I think she was talking about Jay-Z, but uh-huh. She was talking about, she kind of like what you were saying, like she was saying like how a lot of cats would be rapping and they'll just be straight up talking about shooting and gangbanging and shit like that. But right. Then she was like, but Jay, you know, he talks about like, what the effect of it and what it does to you, like something different, you know?
Right.
So I kind of keep that kind of thinking in mind, like just try to touch. And we all from the hood and shit, so, but there's a lot going on sometimes that people don't really be saying or like that other point of view, you know? You just, the youngsters is really the ones out here mostly doing all the wild shit.
Yeah, true that.
But, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, sister, so just let people know you still got some people out here that could like that's just creative and just trying to push the envelope on some different shit.
Right, right. That's actually what I appreciate about your visuals and your music. You know, it's like
thanks.
Because like if you're like you people forget you like music is, how can I put it? Music is a it's a tool. Like it's made to take you somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's so, and I think it's so easy for these guys to just make, you know, some music, you know, about what they're gonna do to you and all that kind of shit, because the world's like that already.
Exactly. It is that it is low hanging fruit, man.
Yeah.
You know, you could just, it doesn't take a lot. You could walk outside and see that same shit every day.
Right. And it's like, well, I'm gonna give you a song about it too. Here it go.
Yeah, yeah, and it's cool because everything has its moments.
Sure.
But like I said, I don't heard so much music. Like I be just, the music that interests me now more is just like people that's pushing the envelope,
yeah,
a little bit, or they just doing something. They or if they doing some shit, the niggas heard they doing it in a way that's so crazy that it just jump out at you and shit.
Right, right, right. Definitely.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Shit, what's been going on with you, man? But you and Peg doing some shit? I think that's what I've been seeing.
Yeah. So, we've been just kind of pairing up in like just doing DJ gigs. Like we just did this club in West Seattle. Over there right by the school called the Bimbo Room, and it's like a different crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause like I think sometimes when you're DJing, like if you're not being challenged, then you know you're not your score gets kind of dull. You know what I'm saying?
right, exactly.
So you know, so it's like that place is kind of old school because it's like a roundabout back way to, and the booth is all the way up, and then you have to look out a window and see your crowd, you know, and like if you turn your head, you know, the crowd, you look out there and it's like, I mean, like the, like when I started, it was like about it was about 10 white people, right? And you know, we're always ready for that stuff, but when you're reading your crowd and you're trying to keep them on the floor, you want them, you know, wet and tired. You know what I'm saying? So picking the next song, you know, it's an adventure. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah,
for real.
I'm glad
to see y'all still doing it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like yeah, we did a couple of those because you know it's fun, like just, you know, DJing with other DJs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, sometimes it gets boring just trying to hold down a whole 5 hours. You know, with drunk people, yeah, asking you to play R. Kelly.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You pass me out and be like, no request for the DJ.
Right. And see, that's the other thing. I don't want to be that asshole. You know, be like, don't ask me anything. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, come at least with some cool shit.
Yeah, yeah. But no, that's hype. You, Perry, Rock.
Who yes.
BZ.
Yes.
Niggas still getting it in, you know?
Definitely.
It's a beautiful thing. It's good to see, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, we're still moving with the music. Like, I just finally got a little space where I'm actually we're doing this interview. I'm here right now, down here in the Soto district, and just a place to create and like do podcasts and, you know, making beats and everything. Right. You know, because it's one thing to do it at your house, you know, but it's just like anything else. If you put that bench press in your house, it's gonna become a clothes rack.
Yeah. That's right. It will start collecting a little dust.
You know,
you got to brush the dust them off every once in a while.
Right. You know? Exactly. So I think
pass you up.
Exactly. Because people forget, man, that little trip between your house and the studio, sometimes that's the best part of the creation.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. That's real spill.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Shit, man. Yeah, we still out here making moves, man. You know, I'm just glad to be part of this whole hip hop shit.
Man, it's a blessing. Like, I mean, who would have ever thought? You know what I'm saying? I just remember like growing up and like, you know, just, you know, no such thing as rap. You know what I'm saying? And just being like sprinkled with R&B culture. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, 78, 79, Rapper's Delight, and this is like off to the races.
Exactly. That shit been going strong ever since they was saying it wasn't gonna last. I'm looking at, it's still out here. I don't know if this new music that these guys are doing is really hip hop.
Right.
I would call it rap shit, but yeah, but true school hip hop is still around. I'm glad that's another reason why I'm glad seeing it out here in New York, where it's the birthplace, it's still popping. Like some cats asked me, like, man, what kind of music are they listening to out there? I was like, oh. You hear, it is funny for me to hear kind of like trap, but yeah. When they got all the drill shit out here,
yeah.
But just in general, I always thought it was kind of funny hearing like trap music and shit out here, but no, they still got cats spitting and doing the boom bap stuff. But then shit just evolved, you know?
Right. Yeah. I couldn't imagine. I mean, just like, I mean, being in the Mecca of hip hop, you know, at such a like momentous year, you know what I'm saying? Just like, It just sounds like there's always something going on, and like it's just a big ass celebration like all year.
Yeah, it's at least for at the moment right now. Like every time I come around, they got especially with the whole hip hop 50 shit.
Yeah,
it's just a lot of different shit themed off that. But then the Scarlet chick shit is going crazy out here too.
Oh yeah, Scarlet.
In the street, man. Like man, just walking around in the streets in the hood and shit.
So that's really what it is, huh?
Yeah, no, she it's like right now it's this whole bringing New York back, and they got like all these people, like a bunch of different people made a song off of her song.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is New Jersey, like they like doing some challenges, and then this other girl, her name's like Queen Navia, she made This Is New Jersey but off the same beat. And it's just a whole little movement with that shit out here.
See, that,
but it's inspiring to me and shit. I'm like, man, let me, you know, seeing the city buzzing like that.
Right.
It's inspiring.
That's
because it's different now. It's different out here. Like back in the Northwest,
mm-hmm.
We got artists who make music, but ain't nobody never really like super hot in the street. Like niggas would be like, nigga, we in the street, but it's just them and the street is them and their homies.
Right. Right.
Niggas and their homies, you know. But out here, when it's like really in the street,
mm-hmm.
It's in the street. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? So I've been peeping that too. It's like a difference kind of,
right.
You know?
Right. Man. Yeah. I bet the energy is just thick out there.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. And she's definitely riding that. So that's why I was like, well, shit, let me jump in. Try to get in on some of this New York shit.
and she's from there, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say she's from the Bronx.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'm not sure. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, she's from the Bronx.
Okay. Man, here's what I do know. Like, if I get ready to come out there, I'm definitely hitting you up first.
Yeah, give me a holler, man. I've been circulating. Now I'm getting my legs under me and shit. So definitely by around that time, I'll probably have a few things going on.
Nice. So it's not, how can I put it? Is it hard like to like make it out there or? Is it expensive?
It's definitely, It is, but not really. Like when you compare it to like with Seattle and Portland,
uh-huh.
I mean, it's comparable. But the only thing out here is, like if you got to go through a lot more stuff. Like in Seattle, you know, you can just go or Seattle, Portland. You can just go. You see a place is for rent. You know, you can just go. You put the deposit down. Here, you got the credit got to be a certain way.
Right.
You gotta go through a broker. You can't just approach the apartment directly.
Oh wow!
The only apartments that you can really approach directly out here seem like is the projects.
Wow!
And then they got a person that's in the office, like right there on site. Where everywhere else, like the regular apartment,
yeah.
You gotta go through a broker, pay a high ass broker fee, and then the broker will get listings and then get you.
Right.
So you definitely got to be on your. You got to definitely be hustling. You yeah. can't just be out there fucking around. That's for sure.
Right. That's what I always thought about New York. It's like it seems like, man. If you ain't doing nothing, you ain't gonna make it.
Yeah. If you just out there just fucking around, nah. You know, don't come out of just fucking around.
Right.
But if you got some hustle and some game about yourself, you can definitely do some things.
Dig that. That's the truth.
That's definitely. Yeah, man, I've been loving it, man. You know, it really don't feel too much. Just as far as like the greenery and the trees and shit like that. I mean, it's a big city, but a lot of it is still feel kind of like certain parts of Seattle and shit.
Right.
You know.
Really.
You know, so some parts in Brooklyn and like if you go to like over there by like Astoria, Queens,
uh-huh.
and like let me think of another kind of like Lower East Side, mm-hmm. and shit like that. You know, they got spots that remind me because those are where they got more residential areas right. that remind me kind of back home and shit.
Okay. So you gonna touch this soil over here anytime soon?
Yeah, man. I just probably within the next couple of months or so because like I said, I got that new joint coming out. So I got a few different features of cats from Seattle. So I'm gonna be out there making some videos. Should probably try to get a few shows in and shit. But we'll definitely tighten up.
Dig it.
Gonna get out that way.
Dig it. Now, one. I got one more thing. Now, Immaculate Flav. That's your label, right?
Immaculate Flav is it's kind of evolved. Originally it was kind of like the label, but now it's just kind of this. Encompass everything that a cat got going on.
Oh, it's a brand.
The music.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a brand.
You know, the music, clothes, everything. We got a little magazine shit I've been dabbling with called Mucho Mondo.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be like, this is a wild way to put it, but like, if you take the Source magazine,
uh-huh.
Jackass, and like Hype Beast with the fashion and kind of mix it all together.
Wow.
That's and sprinkle with girls.
Yeah.
That's Mucho Mama.
Wow. What'd you, okay. Yeah. That sounds like some healthy reading right there.
Yeah. But it's just going to be like a little lightweight magazine shit. And then it'll be having like online stuff going on.
Okay.
Along with, you know, like an online print magazine type shit.
That's dope. Okay. Yeah, man.
We've been working, man. Trying to, you know, come up with something.
Right.
Something that's going to catch
you. Yeah, you got to put all your poles in the water, man. So the fish going to bite something.
For real. Yeah, yes, I'll definitely be getting back out to the Northwest soon, though. That's definitely.
Okay, dig that. Well, man, don't forget to hit us up, Mike, when you get up out of here.
That's a definite, man. Shit, man. Appreciate you having your boy on the show.
Man.
You know, big ups to everybody back in the Northwest.
For sure. I'm
503-206 and beyond. You know? Represent.
Now, what's your social medias?
Oh, man. All you got to do is at Sincere Guy Magnetic or at Riot AF PDX.
Okay, right.
Either one of them, you can get a Riot AF PDX
gotcha.
Or Sincere Guy Magnetic, all one.
Yeah, Sincere Guy Magnetic, spelled correctly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Spell check.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because you know they get out. You get out here with some Qs and some nines and some up down up upside down sixes and be like black. Exactly. You'd be like what?
Yeah, tap in with your boy, man. We got a lot of cool shit coming out, man. And you know it's a lot of good energy with that too.
For sure. For sure.
Definitely tap in.
Man, I appreciate you so much, man, for doing the sideshow, man. I knew, like, we played phone tag a little bit, but I knew it was going to be worth it, man. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, man, I appreciate you too, bro. Well, man, I appreciate you even looking out for your boy, man. That's what's up, man. Man, keep, you know, just for the culture, man.
Yes, sir, for the culture. That's right, man. We're going to keep it moving, baby.
Yep. Should everybody out there, man, one love. Check out your boy, Sincere God Magnetic, man.
Dig that. Sincere God Magnetic. Once again, it's been a pleasure. And we about to get up out of here.
For sure. Peace. I'll let your boy.